5月28日
May 28th.
Gangu Shopan.
Hong Kong stock market closes.
消费电子大厂的股价定在28.48港元, TTM 市盈率 18.57倍。
The stock price of major consumer electronics companies is set at 28.48 HKD with a TTM P/E ratio of 18.57 times.
年内高点约45港元。
The highest point within the year was approximately 45 Hong Kong dollars.
已跌去约37%。
It has fallen by about 37%.
2026年一季度, 营收991亿元。
99,111,000,000 yuan in the first quarter of 2026.
同比下降约11%。
Down by about 11% compared to the previous year.
经调整净利60.72亿元。
Net profit of 60.72 billion yuan after adjustment.
同比下降43%。
Decrease by 43% year on year.
手机出货量同比降19%。
Mobile phone shipments decreased by 19% year-on-year.
毛利率仅10.1%.
Gross profit margin is only 10.1%.
智能电动
Smart electric
汽车及AI等创新业务分布季度亏损31亿元.
The company's innovative businesses, including automotive and AI, experienced a year-on-year loss of 31 billion yuan.
所有数字都在说同一件事。
All the numbers are saying the same thing.
这台引擎正在低速滑行。
The engine is idling.
汉马哥说,
Palmer said,
股价不会说谎。
The price speaks for itself.
从45到28跌掉的不是情绪。
It's not about falling from 45 to 28.
是市场对故事的耐心。
It is the patience of the market for the story.
当一家公司同时交出营收利润双降和新业务亏31亿的季报时,
When a company simultaneously reports both revenue and profit declines, as well as a loss of $31 million in new business,
你没法怪资本用脚投票。利润去哪儿了?
You can't blame capital for using its voting rights to make a profit.
被存储芯片涨没了。
The storage chips have been sold out.
被汽车生产线烧掉了。
Burned by the car production line.
被高端化途中的每一脚刹车磨光了。
The brakes on each of the high-end cars in the picture have been worn down.
二,
2.
有人说消费电子大厂等于传统制造业, 8倍 PE, 看到15港元这个观点, 有道理。
Some people say that large consumer electronics companies are equivalent to traditional manufacturing companies with a PE of 8. This point of view is reasonable.
为什么说它像传统制造业? 手机业务增长停滞。
Why is it said that it is similar to traditional manufacturing? The mobile business growth has stagnated.
毛利率仅10.1%.
Gross profit margin is only 10%.
存储芯片涨价周期看不到尽头。
The cycle of rising prices for US-made chips is unlikely to end soon.
周期品属性越来越强。
The properties of the periodic element are getting stronger.
汽车业务季度亏31亿。
Automotive business quarterly loss of 310 million.
烧钱重资产，资本开支大，竞争惨烈。
High cost, capital-intensive industries are facing fierce competition.
是典型的制造业特征。
This is a typical feature of manufacturing.
互联网服务毛利率虽有76%以上,
The gross profit margin of internet services is over 76%,
占比却不到 9%，
but the proportion is only less than 9%,
撑不起高估值，整体净利率约 6%。
Unable to support a high valuation, overall net profit is approximately 6%.
不是科技成长，
not technology growth,
是硬件代工的水平，
the level of hardware manufacturing.
格力电器 TTM 市盈率约 6.5 倍，
Re Electric's TTM P/E ratio is approximately 6.5 times.
海尔之家约11倍
，Hair Home 11 times more，
美的集团约13倍
，Media Group approximately 13 times，
消费电子板块整体 PE TTM 约40倍
，The overall consumption electronics sector has a P/E ratio of approximately 40 times。
但那是包含了 AI、VR、AR 等新概念的加权平均数，把消费电子大厂放进去。
But that's a weighted average that includes new concepts like AR, which puts consumer electronics giants into the mix.
比它的成长性不如新兴赛道，盈利稳定性又不如白电龙头，两边都不挨着。
It's not as good as emerging sectors in terms of growth, and it's not as stable as the leading white electric companies in terms of profitability. It's not close to either side.
格力才 6.5 倍。
Re is only 6.5 times larger.
消费电子大厂是有可能8倍 PE 的。8倍 PE, 15港元怎么算出来的？
How can consumer electronics companies have a P/E ratio of 8 times, and the price is 15 yuan?
2026年预期净利约300至340亿元，8倍 PE 对应市值2400至2720亿元人民币。
In 2026, the net profit is expected to be between 300 and 340 billion yuan with a P/E ratio of 8, corresponding to a market capitalization of 2,400 to 2,720 billion yuan.
约合2660至3020亿港元。
Approximately HK$2.66 to HK$3.02 billion.
对应股价约 10.3 至 11.7 港元。
Around 10:30 to 11:17, the stock price was around HK$10.3 to HK$11.7.
15港元约对应10至12倍 PE, 属于偏保守的制造业估值区间。机构怎么看
？15 Hong Kong dollars corresponds to a P/E ratio of 10 to 12, which is a conservative valuation range for the manufacturing industry. How do institutions view this?
杰富瑞评级降至弱于大盘。
J.P. Morgan downgrades rating to below benchmark.
目标价25.49港元。
Target price is 25.49 Hong Kong dollars.
悲观情景14.26港元。
14.26 Hong Kong dollars.
离15元只差7毛4。
It's only 7 mao and 4 cents short of 15 yuan.
摩根大通、野村、高盛、花旗也集体下调目标价。
J.P. Morgan, Nomura, Goldman Sachs, and Bank of America have all lowered their target prices.
花旗给出42港元。
Citigroup offers 42 Hong Kong dollars.
高盛40港元。
Approximately 40 Hong Kong dollars.
第一。
First.
上海36.3港元。
36.3 Hong Kong dollars.
最悲观的那个数字已经有人在算了，15港元。
The most pessimistic number has already been calculated to be 15 Hong Kong dollars.
有没有可能到？有。
Is there any chance?
如果手机持续低迷
If the phone continues to decline,
存储涨价
Storage increase,
压死毛利率
Squeeze profit margin,
汽车销量不及预期，价格战导致毛利崩塌
Automobile sales fell short of expectations, leading to a collapse in profit margins. Pessimistic.
AI 生态兑现不及预期。
Ecological fulfillment is not met.
成长逻辑。
Growth logic.
持续承受压力。
Endure pressure.
15港元就可能成为市场重新定价的锚点。
15 Hong Kong dollars could be a key point for market repricing.
正常情景下
In normal circumstances,
制造业估值10-12倍 PE 对应18-22港元
Manufacturing valuation of 10-12 times PE corresponding to HK$18 to HK$22.
若汽车 AI 有起色15-20倍 PE 对应27-36港元。
If the automotive AI has a 15-20 times PE ratio corresponding to 27-36 HKD.
对普通投资者而言
，For ordinary investors，
现在28.48港元不算便宜。
28.48 Hong Kong dollars is not cheap，
也没到极度高估。分批看25港元以下
I didn't reach the extreme high of estimating the price at 25 Hong Kong dollars or less
偏安全20港元以下是深度悲观
Less than 20 yuan is a deep pessimism
价
Price
赔率高
High odds
15港元是极端危机价
15 Hong Kong dollars is an extreme crisis price
但问题从来不是底在哪儿
But the problem is never where to stop.
而是你还信不信这个故事
But do you believe this story?
汉马哥说
Palmer said
28块的小米不是8块的
28 small Xiaomi are not 8
小米
Xiaomi
也不是61块的小米
Not a 61-piece Xiaomi
它是一家账上躺着2000多亿现金。
It is a company with over $200 billion in cash on hand.
但主业在失速，副业在烧钱的公司，手机卖不动。
But for companies that are losing money and burning cash, selling phones is not a viable option.
是因为它不够好。
Because it's not good enough.
因为消费者觉得它不值那个价。车卖不动
Because consumers feel that it is not worth that price and cannot be sold.
是因为产能不够
Because of insufficient capacity.
是因为同价位有太多选择
Because there are too many choices at the same price.
15港元到不到取决于一件事
15 Hong Kong dollars or less depending on one thing.
你愿不愿意相信消费电子大厂的创始人
Would you like to believe in the founders of major consumer electronics companies?
还能再讲出一个让人掏钱的故事
Tell another story that makes people want to spend money.
数据来源
Data source
汇总
Summary
2026年5月26日
May 26, 2026.
消费电子大厂公布一季报，营收991.42亿元。
Consumer electronics companies announced their quarterly revenue of 991.12 billion yuan.
同比下降10.9%。
Decreased by 10.9% compared to the same period last year.
经调整
Adjusted
净利润60.72亿元
Net profit of 60.72 billion yuan
同比下降43.1%
Decreased by 43.1% compared to the same period last year
手机出货量3380万台。
338 million units。
同比降19%。
Compared to the same period last year, the sales volume decreased by 19%.
手机毛利率10.1%。
The profit margin of the mobile phone is 10.1%.
智能电动汽车及 AI 创新业务分布季度经营亏损31亿元。
Smart electric vehicles and AI innovation business quarter operating loss of 31 billion yuan.
毛利率20.1%。
Gross profit margin is 21%.
搜狐科技
technology
知乎等
Qihoo and others.
2026年5月27日
May 27, 2026。
杰弗瑞将评级下调至弱于大盘。
Jefferies downgrades rating to below the benchmark.
目标价25.49港元。
Target price of 25.49 HKD。
悲观情景14.26港元。
Scenario 14.26 Hong Kong dollars。
格力电器 TTM 市盈率约6.5倍。
Re Electric's TTM P/E ratio is approximately 6.5 times。
海尔智家约11倍。
Hair Smart Home approximately 11 times。
美的集团约13倍。
Midea Group's valuation is approximately 13 times.
消费电子板块 PE TTM 约37至40倍。
The consumer electronics sector has a P/E ratio of approximately 37 to 40 times.
家电行业 PE 约15倍。
Household appliance industry PE is about 15 times.
银河证券
Innis Securities
券中国银河证券研报2026年3月股价数据
China Galaxy Securities Research Report March 2026 Stock Data
5月28日收盘
May 28th Closing
28.48港元 TTM 市盈率18.57倍。
At 28.48 HKD, the P/E ratio is 18.57.
免责声明
Disclaimer.
本文为基于公开财务数据与市场信息的逻辑推演。
This text is based on logical deduction based on publicly available financial data and market information.
所有分析仅代表作者个人观点。
All analyses are only representative of the author's personal views.
不构成投资建议。
Not an investment suggestion.
文中对未来股价的讨论仅为情景推演。
The discussion about future stock prices in the text is purely hypothetical.
不构成对股价走势的预测。
Not a prediction of stock market trends.
投资者应自行判断风险，独立决策。
Investors should independently assess and make decisions based on their own risk assessment.
文中14.26港元为杰弗瑞研报中的极端假设情形，不代表必然发生的预测。
送你一朵小红花，开在你昨天新长的枝桠。
The 14.26 Hong Kong dollars mentioned in Jefferies' report is an extreme hypothetical scenario and does not represent a guaranteed prediction. You have courage. Come and tell me.